everyone, and welcome back to the Recovering Healer Podcast. My name is Rhea. I am the voice behind the Recovering Healer Podcast. How are you all doing today? How are you all feeling? I hope you guys are having a good morning, noon, or night, wherever you stay. As for me, I am doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. So once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, you guys. What's up? Y'all know I don't put out 2 episodes a month. Okay. I don't know. I just be moving now as the spirit leads me. And I think I'm going to put out this one because I have another one that I have to drop. I'm going to drop that one first. Drop like I'm making a mixtape, right? I'm going to put out that one first and then I'm going to put out this one like right behind it, you know? So, because I need to get these out the way, right? And I'm trying to just follow what my spirit is telling me to do. So, yeah. But how you guys doing? What's up? What's up? I am chilling right now. Oh my goodness. I'm about to take a wonderful coffee and vanilla scrub and just pamper myself and feel so good because that is my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing to do is to take care of myself. Absolutely, hands down, 100%. So I'm about to go ahead and do that. Put on a nice little silk something. Okay. Put on a nice little silk something, baby. I'm about to moisturize this body to the nines and just, you know, enjoy some comedy, some good times, you know, Family Matters, Martin, you know, my wife and kids, something real, something that just feels so good, you know. So anyway, I'm in a magnificent mood right now, okay? Because I don't know, it just feels so nice outside, so it just makes me feel good. Anyway, I wanted to talk about, because you guys seem to love listening to my twin flame episodes, and I do not know why, okay? Like, for some reason, like, my twin flame episodes, y'all be liking it, and I'm just like, oh, okay. I just think it's just so funny, you know. One day I might write a book on the whole experience to probably help other people, because baby, I ain't had no guidance. I was raw dogging this thing, and it was very difficult, okay? It was super duper difficult. I didn't even think something like this existed. Never thought in a million years that I would experience something like this. Never. It wasn't on my radar at all. I thought after everything I went through and overcame, I was expecting to have a very, very normal love story, a very normal life. Like, I just, but what I've had to come to terms with is my life will never turn out the way that I wanted to turn out, to the T. Like, it just doesn't do that, you know. There's a saying, if you want to know the future, plan it. But baby, what about me? What about me? I've been planning this future for a long time, and it ain't nothing happening the way I wanted to. Things happen, but not in the way and time frame that I wanted to. So, yeah. Anyway, this whole thing, and I've said this before, it just caught me by complete surprise. I was shocked. I said, me of all people, you have some people who are like, this is their dream, right? Their dream is to just have like a love story that is just so out of this world. You know, they think about stuff like this 24/7. They dream about it. They ask God for it. They beg for that fairy tale in a way. And baby, I just wanted a normal life. I just wanted some peace. I wanted some peace after everything I went through. I just wanted to not worry, you know, not experience the same thing I saw growing up. I just wanted a different story for myself that was very low maintenance, you know. I just thought I would meet the person I'd spend the rest of my life with, probably in college, you know, like college sweethearts, maybe, you know. Didn't really believe in marriage at that time, but, you know, I was cool with having a partner and just live a very, like, nice life, like, nice little life. I did not expect to walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Like, Asafaina, hey, say. I saw fire. What, pepper? Why? I see pepper in this life, you know? Baby, you cannot pay me. No amount of money will make me go through this again. I'm laughing because it's gonna keep me from crying. You know, I did say in the episode I'm going to put out before this, though, a lot of it was my fault because I was unwilling to listen to what I was being told. All right. But it was still rough. There was such a stripping that I just. Anyway, let's just get into this. Right. So this journey for me was real. And two, how did I know reconciliation was close, right? So the first part, how did I know this was actually the person that God wanted me to be with? This answer is very, very simple, right? I made so many episodes, especially during my Saturn return, talking about, oh, this is why, and this is why, and this, I truly believe we came together for this. Here's the reason. Here's the truth, right? I don't know the reason why. I don't know the reason why, but I do know how I know it was that person. I don't know why, but I do know. Wait. Let me not confuse myself. I don't know why I was chosen to be with this person, right? However, I do know how I was supposed to be. There we go. So, don't know why, but I do know how. And the simple answer to how is, even when I did not want to be with this person, God was still advocating on this individual's behalf. And as simple as that, you know, I thought I was crazy for a very long time experiencing the things that I experienced, right? Like, it's just so much. I cannot even get into all of them, but the average person would have gone crazy, okay? But because, you know, I'm already who I am. I didn't go crazy. Because it was just like, you know, like, I know the spiritual realm is real. So I'm not, you know, but even when, listen, every single time, like, I would try to go into something else or do something else, or I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to do, like, a cord-cutting ritual, or not a ritual, ooh, I sound like a witch, but, you know, like, pray to break this connection, or fasted to do it, or just, baby, one time I prayed for 12 hours, okay? I prayed for 12 hours. You know how exhausted I was? And it's still no walking now. You don't go no way. One time, 3 days. I had starving myself for 3 days. How much is that? 24, 48, 72 hours. And nothing, you know, shift, nothing. As a matter of fact, I thought as time went on, things would dwindle. Baby, no. The chains tightened, okay? Like, it just got more and more and more and more and more intense. I was like, okay, I have to make a decision, because if I don't, that's it. Like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, I'm gonna just have to do what I'm told, because this hurts. And I like pain a little bit, but not that much. Okay. Like a little, you know, not that much, because I feel like pain helps you grow, you know? So liking pain a little bit by recognizing it and stuff like that, I think is important. But I'm just like, oh no. So, yeah, I'm just like, it was just like, even if I did not want to be with this person. Even if I prayed it away, I fasted it away. I went to every witch and wizard on this side of the Atlantic. You mean, I went to a spiritualist, psychic, everything. And it still did not work. Like, and I don't really enjoy doing those things. Especially even at that time, because I thought it was very creepy. But I did it anyways, because I really needed, like, some understanding, some guidance on what was going on. A preacher, everything, and nothing helped me. Nothing worked. Nothing. Like, God was like, told you what I told you, and nobody can't really shift what's going on. So that's how I knew, like, by any means necessary, this is where I was supposed to be. That's what I was being told. And it was just, it took me a very long time to accept it. Like, a very, very long time, because I still couldn't believe it. Like, and you're like, how could you not believe it? Weren't you with this individual first? Yes. So, like, just because you're with someone, like, and, you know, there's a connection and things like that, like, you know, doesn't mean that's where you're supposed to be, or that's where God wants you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a telltale sign, you know? Like, if God doesn't put something together, you know? And for me, I just did not expect it to be, you know, this type of situation. I just didn't. It was just, the differences were just, we're just so different, like, as far as, like, where we came from and who we are, that I just did not expect. I think another issue was I was holding on to the life that I thought I was going to have, you know? And this was different from the life that I thought I was going to have. I thought I was going to end up with a specific type of person, a specific type of life. And I held on to that for so long, and I just could not believe it. Now, it didn't have anything to do with the person per se. It was just my own life I was trying to build for myself, and rejecting any type of instruction I was given, because it was just oh my God, ain't no way. Like, are you serious? This reminds me of, like, a Hallmark Christmas movie when people go back to their small town and they fall in love with somebody that they was in second grade with. It's like that, you know? But I just, if I could go back and do things differently, I would have probably surrendered. Like, and I said this already a lot earlier, because just so many things happened that did not need to happen, and it just brought me back to where I did not want to be. It just kept going in circles. You know, there's this, like, voice clip that says, it was no last time and it's no now. Yep. That was God with everything. It did not matter, like, what I did or who I was with, or, you know, what experiences I was having. Like, it always circled back to that, no matter what. It's like nobody could have taken this person's place, no matter what I did, no matter who, no type of profession or professional, no type of past person, like, nobody. Nobody, okay? And that is the most humbling experience, because it was truly out of my control, no matter how much I tried. So, yeah, that's how I knew that this was a person, regardless of what, no matter what was happening at my graduations, you know, for my, like, it still felt like something was missing the entire time. And it's just like, somebody's gonna be like, oh, that's romantic. It was torturous. It wasn't romantic, because I still couldn't understand, like, why was I feeling this way, you know? Like, you know, yeah, you love people, of course, but it was just so much more than that. It was just, I don't know. But yeah, that's how I'm, okay. Like, it just felt like something was missing all the time, you know, having the best of time in life and, you know, fully invested in the moment. And then, like, all of a sudden I'm feeling like a pulling in my solar plex, like, or like somebody thinking about me. I can feel when people are thinking about me, you know, and, you know, it's kind of weird. But Yeah, like, just like I said, there are just so many like instances where it was very evident that, you know, like, this is what was going on. You know, it was just really, really hard to grasp, because I could have been having the very best date with someone and just in the moment, and I feel it, and I just need to like sit down for a second, because like, it was just so like, you're not supposed to be here every single time. Now, I did, you know, explore the possibility that he did put Obia on me, I'm not going to lie, but he said he ain't putting no Obia on me, I think. So that could have been a possibility, you know. I don't think that's what it is, though, you know. But then again, I don't know enough. Maybe I got to seek God for that answer, but I don't know. I really, really don't know. Everything caught me by surprise. I think even the relationship caught me by surprise, because it wasn't even supposed to be that, you know. It just, everything was just so weird. It was so, so weird. But I think the older I got, I began to understand why it was so important to listen to what God is telling you. You know what I mean? Like, being somewhere where you're not supposed to be is one of the worst things ever, because you have to pretend, and you know that you're not supposed to be there. And that is just really, really painful. Rushing and doing stuff that you're not supposed to be doing, you know, being with people you're not supposed to be with. Thankfully, I didn't really have those experiences where I took things very, like, really far, you know, with people. Like, there was no way I could have done that. You know, it was just too much that was happening. There was blockages within the blockages. There were other things happening that just, every single time something would happen, you know, where I just could not. If it wasn't physical, where something would happen in my life where I just, something came up and I just had to, it took away my attention. It was something, like, it was always something. It was always something. Always. So, yeah. Anyway, how did I know reconciliation was closed, right? I knew reconciliation was closed because, like I said, as time moved on, right, I feel like if there wasn't, if the intent, if, how do I say this without sounding like a weirdo? I feel like if I did not experience the things that I experienced during my Saturn return, I would have probably been doing the same thing. There was just a lot of things that I needed to come to terms with and accept, and not bet on. I think I had an issue with wanting to control things, because I've kind of always had to take care of myself in that way and be responsible. Mind you, and I've said this many times, I grew up as an only child, right? So by the time my siblings were born, I was already a teenager. So I started to fend for myself and things like that in many different ways. And I was always taught that I had to be responsible for myself, my decisions and my actions. I also knew that very early on, I didn't want to repeat any cycles. So I wanted to make sure that I was giving myself the best life possible by making certain decisions, you know, working hard, going to school, taking care of my body, my health, my mind, my soul, doing all of that, right? So I was always in that space of being the leader of my life. Now, when it comes to things like this, you can't be a leader, right? Because you're not running. I wasn't running anything. Like, me trying to push and do certain things to try to get away was not going to work, because this was one part of my life that was out of my control. I was not used to that. I was always used to picking the people that I ended up with, making sure that they check all the boxes and came from my desk, and, you know, I had an idea in my mind, and I had to do away with that during my Saturn return. Now, my Saturn return was in my fifth house. My Saturn natally is in my fifth house of romance. So that have, you know, when it comes to relationships, and I know this now, I don't really control that part of my life. as much as I think I do. That's a very hands-off, you gonna have to learn some things before you end up here type of space, you know? And so many things happen with romance during my Saturn return where, like, I had no choice. Like, I had to surrender. I even got, like, really sick. And I've never said this, but I got really sick. Excuse me. I got really sick during my Saturn return at one point where, like, I was supposed to be going somewhere. This was a very interesting thing. I was supposed to be going somewhere. And I got sick for a whole week. And during that time, while I was ill, I started dreaming a lot. And, you know, it was just a whole lot that was happening in that space. But it was then where I was just like, okay, God, like, I have to surrender. This is getting a bit too much for me. I could not even, like, think about anybody else. I know this is gonna sound so crazy. I'm laughing because it's gonna be like, you're such a nutcase. And what you want me to do? Like, this is my experience. I don't know how else to say it. I could not think about anybody else before I was able to, you know, of course this person will cross your mind and whatever, but I was still able to think about other people, you know, hold conversations, you know, fall in like or fancy somebody or start something new, you know, like, but I could not after that experience. I couldn't, like, I just couldn't. Other people just did not matter anymore. And I think I said this in the episode I'm putting out before this one, but other people just did not matter. Like, I just could not for the life of me even imagine entertaining anybody else. Even after the whole little end of that engagement heartbreak situation, I just couldn't. Like, I knew that this is where I had to be, and I had to surrender. And it was just like, enough is enough. God was like, enough is enough. Then stuff in my life started being taken away, and I'm just like, oh my God, how much more do you want from me? I know nothing else for you. I know nothing else for you. What you want me to do? I was watering my tomatoes at 5 o'clock in the morning and crying, okay, because I was just so tired. I was just like, oh my God. Crying over my roses, child. It was ghetto. But, you know, sometimes you have to learn the hard way, and it was time. It was time for me to start to move towards reconciliation, you know? At that time, I wasn't even concerned about the other person like that anymore, you know? There was experiences during my Saturn return, of course, that really shifted a lot, but I wasn't concerned about that individual in that sense anymore, because I knew if God was creating all of this for me to be where he wants me to be, there was no reason to do so. There's no reason to look at this person's social media. There was no reason to wonder, like, okay, like, I'm thinking about this person, like, what is going, you know, there was no reason, because if that's what I'm supposed to be, that's where I'm going to end up. So the hands off of that. And the Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. He who finds a Rhea, because not the rest of y'all, just me. Me alone, okay? The rest of y'all, I don't know what y'all got going on. But he who finds a Rhea finds a good thing, okay? Okay. And please excuse that squeaking noise. I bought me a new toaster oven situation, and my knee keep bouncing against it, and it's making a weird squeaking noise. So please excuse that. But yeah, like, I gave up. And that's the God honest truth. I'm like, I cannot do this anymore. I surrendered, okay? I knew reconciliation was coming after that, because things started to shift. It went from, okay, how can I get over this individual? How can I move forward? How can I forget about this? To God revealing so much about this person, like a whole lot, that I did not want to know, because I believe in people having their privacy. But I've come to learn, when it came to this journey, like, that's not really a factor, you know, like, being able to feel somebody else's feelings. And this is even if you're not on a twin flame journey, you know, if you're close to someone or if you have a connection with someone, it could be a parent, it could be a sibling. You know, you ever thought about somebody and then they call you or something like, or you felt like a somber out of nowhere and then you thought about somebody and you called them, you know, they were sad or something. It's the same thing. And, you know, I would feel this person's energy a lot in waves. It got even more intense after I surrendered. You know, God started just giving me so much, like, information, so many downloads, so much dreams. Not necessarily dreams, but, like, just so much. Just telling me so many things about this person that I did not know. Of course, I didn't know because I wasn't watching their social media anymore, right? I was not really sitting there watching, but checking on their social media. There was no reason for me to do that. So, just learning so many different things about this person and receiving confirmation afterwards, which is so wild, you know. But like I said, there were certain things that I did not want to know because I didn't feel like it was any of my business. But anyway, I am someone who is very, I'm not very judgmental because I'm a pretty wild child, so I don't really judge people like that. So, yeah, that was okay. But it wasn't anything, like, crazy. Just a whole lot of personal stuff that I did not want to know. It was like I was tapping more and more into who this person was. Now, before y'all get all, or somebody get all like, well, I was being a witch. No, no. Okay, who has time? If I could have done Obia, why would I put it on people when I could buy a yacht? Why would I put it on people when I could buy a mansion? Are you crazy? Wasting my good Obia on people? Baby, no. Absolutely not. Okay, who has time to do that? And I know, you know, somebody who's a witch will probably say that, but I really do not care enough to waste my good magic on people. If I knew how, baby, I would have the biggest house on every single Caribbean island. Okay, I would have like pools and it would just be so nice. I would have the biggest garden. I would have so many fruit trees. I'm not wasting my good Obia on people for what? So yeah. But yeah, like, you know, what was I saying again? Yeah, I was receiving so much like about this person. It was like I was getting like a deeper look into who they are, you know. I think it also gave me a bit of an insight on the why portion, you know. We're very alike, but I knew that before. Like, we come from different lives, but we're very alike as people. I feel like I just did not realize, and for a long time, how much of a big part, even though we were separated, we played in each other's lives. You know, it was just, it was a lot of inspiration on both ends. One thing that always inspired me about him, am I saying that right? Was I always loved his ability to be very, I love that leadership quality, you know, and that like humility, because maybe I am not that, okay? But I just feel like it created like a very, very clear like insight on who, you know, who this person is, who am I, and things like that, and how much we've grown, because of course there was a lot of maturity that had to take place and things like that. And I'm like, God, you really want me to be with this man? Why don't you be with him if you, you know, you want to be here so bad? Oh my God, I take that back. But I'm just like, you really want me to be here? Like, you really have a purpose for this, you know? I also face a lot of uncertainty, like, within myself, because I'm just like, God, like, how? Like, how did we get here? How did this happen? You know, like, how? You know, but I've had to learn, like, if God wants you to be somewhere, you're going to be there by any means necessary. So that's how I know reconciliation was around the corner. No, I knew, you know, I knew, you know, he was in love with me. Why wouldn't he be? Because I'm amazing. And I knew I was going to end up there eventually. You know, I had to let go of, like, a lot of who I thought I was going to be with. You know, I had to let go of my ex's child because maybe there was, you know, there was people in my life. And I had to let that go. I had to let all of it go. And to the average person, they're like, well, you know, why would you do that? And, you know, you guys weren't even together and stuff like that. I didn't have no choice. I did not have no choice. I had to let it go. You know, it became above me. Oh, my God. Okay. I thought I was running out of storage. It became above me at that time, at that point. I just couldn't do it. I didn't have the capacity. I couldn't take it. I was just like, I have to. If God say, these people got to go, these people got to go. This person got to go, this person got to go. You know, the right way, of course. You know, you sit down, you have a conversation, you know, you respect each other. But, you know, if something got to end between y'all, you got to end, you know. You can't bring in someone new, or God can't place someone in your life if you don't give him the chance to do so. I did it kicking and screaming because I'm just like, oh my God, Lord. I also knew that with reconciliation came work. Nobody didn't tell me how much work, oh my God. How much work goes into relationships. Okay, I'm like, oh my God. When I was with my ex-fiance, and the amount of work that I had to do, I'm like, oh no. I thought this was going to be easy, honey. I thought the honeymoon phase was going to be forever. What is going on? You mean we actually have to... And when you're doing that stuff when you're not with the right person, it is 10 times harder. I'm just like, oh no. Oh no. I can't... It's a lot of work. It is just... So, you know, like, I'm like, okay. If I'm going to be doing all this work, all this labor, I might as well do it where I'm supposed to be. If I'm going to marry somebody and merge my whole life, I might as well do it where I'm supposed to be. You know, where God is telling me to go. It might not look like the picture I painted for myself, but God always gives you better than what you ask for. So either way, I know I'm going to be amazingly well, but I just need to be where I need to be. Way too much people are suffering in their marriages. Way too much people are going through divorces. And I don't want that for myself. A divorce court is not seeing me. You hear me? It's not seeing me. So for hell high water, you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying. A divorce court not see me? No. No. I don't care. I don't care. It's not seeing me. No. So, I'm like, you know what, God, take it. Do whatever you want with it. Take it. I am here. I am ready. I am open. You know, like, you want me, you know, what you want me to do, boo? What you want me to do? And after that, you know, there was just so much peace. So much peace. I didn't really have to fight against anything anymore. I was chilling. And I said a lot of these things in the episodes that I put out, that I'm going to put out before this one. But I wanted to say it again. So I am. But yeah, that's basically it. That's how I know reconciliation was close. That's how I know this was the person I'm supposed to be with. You know, I said this already. I never felt like I actually fully separated from this person. Ever. I never felt like I was single, even when I didn't have anybody, ever. From the moment that I met this person years ago, I didn't feel like he went anywhere, ever. Like, it just kind of showed up in a different way, you know? Like, it went from the physical part to the, like, spiritual part. I never had that, like, this is the end type of thing with this person. And I think this is also one of the telltale signs you are also on a twin flame journey. Like, you've met your soulmate. Because it just, he ain't going nowhere. Like, at all. So, and I'm pretty sure he was camping out somewhere watching, which is fine, you know. I would watch too if, you know, somebody was trying to be with me, okay? But yeah, like, he never went anywhere. Like, this individual has always been a very, like, big part of my life. Oh my God, it is 11:11. See, I know I'm not crazy. But anyway, you guys, please excuse the stuttering and the hyper. I'm in a really good mood. I'm about to set the mood even more. I'm about to light some candles. Some, you know, do something real cute and enjoy myself. That's it. Maybe y'all see me next month. Maybe not, because you're getting 2 episodes a month this month. So I don't know. I may be feeling generous now, but I might not be feeling generous next month. But thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. And I will see you in the next one. Okay. Bye.